Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is Monday, just about 5 p.m. on a Monday at the end of the month. Did I plan it this way? Maybe. No, I didn't. So I mentioned to you guys that, hello, everybody. I mentioned to you guys that I'll be doing the podcast about once a month, just because it gives me more time not to run out of ghost stories. As far as searching the internet and all that fun stuff and finding a story that I haven't read, things like that. So it's just funny because I looked at the podcast. I'm like, oh, crap, it's the end of the month. I should work on that. And I have some spare time, so I'm doing it now. Hi, everybody. On my last podcast episode of Strippers and was it UK? I think it was, right? Oh, 60-something plays. So yay. Little bit, right? So how's everybody doing? How's your retirement? Work? Like me? Good? All good? All right. Very good. What's going on? Not a damn thing, you guys. I am home, obviously, so you're going to hear vehicles in the background because it's that time of the day. So, anyways, nope, nothing going on. Although, I always see that, don't I? I say, oh, nothing going on. And I'm like, oh, shit, there was. I heard something in the kitchen today while working. Honestly, it sounded like plates, like a plate had moved or... It sounded like I went down there and I saw absolutely nothing out of place. I checked the covers, nothing out of place. Something definitely moved. No idea what it was. So that happened today. I'm trying to think of anything else. No, nothing coming to mind. Oh, excuse me, guys. End of the day. I need more caffeine. Oh, I should go out to Big Bean, get a... As I ponder, and I'm totally distracting. So, you guys, tell me, what is new with you? Waiting. PATTYINWI@gmail.com. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Now, we just got 4 more likes, I think, or 3 more likes on our page. So, thank you, everybody. If you listen to the podcast and you went to my Facebook page, thank you. I don't post... That's my stomach if you hear noises. I don't post much stuff on there just because I just don't get around to it. But I'm trying to think, you guys, if anything's happened here at the house. No, other than the noise I heard downstairs. And there was something I think happened. Just weird, just odd things that are not making sense. Something will be on the, what the hell you got? Like a stand, like a speaker stand. And something falls off of it, which makes... That happened twice, I think, this month. Something fell, and it should not have fallen. There's no way it could have fallen, but it did. So today, when I heard the noise in the kitchen, I went down there, I looked around, and there's no plates, nothing moved. And whatever it was, I thanked them. I said, okay. I said, if you guys, I said, hey, thank you. You have any other thing else you want to move? Go ahead. And it was quiet after that. So, yeah, no investigations coming up. Nope, nothing. I just don't feel like paying some of those prices that are going on out there, guys. I can't. I probably could go back to the asylum in Sheboygan and do a tour, but I don't want to. It's hard, man. It's all freaking concrete. Was it 3 stories? Your basement, and then you go, what? Basement, 1, 2. So it's almost like... No, it's 3. Anyways, it's all concrete. And I will say that place is definitely haunted. It's the one in Sheboygan, or Sheboygan Falls. It is the asylum, and it is 100% active. It's obviously not active every time people go. But the times I've been there, there's always something going on. Always. So, but anyways, back to that. I could go on there, but it's hard because it's all freaking concrete. Yeah. And if you have like a bad back or knees or whatever, I'm telling you guys, it makes for a long fucking night. Even if you go on the 3-hour tour or whatever it is, I don't remember anymore. It's still a long night. You know, you could bring a little chair and stuff, but it's hard. I've seen people go there that are like limping and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my god, I feel so sorry for you guys, because you have to go up flights of stairs. There are no working elevators. So I've seen one tour I went on, actually I was part of the tour, the people in the group just looked so miserable. You guys, they looked absolutely miserable. You could tell that they're bored. They weren't comfortable. Okay. You could tell they wanted to go, but they didn't. They stuck it out. So keep that in mind. If you do go to that, and if you're in the area, keep that in mind. I've been watching Jason Hawes on YouTube now because he does his own thing. Who else is on YouTube? Epic, you know, Eric from Epic Paranormal. I think that's it. I don't watch him like religiously, like all the time, but I know Jason's got a couple videos going on YouTube right now of an investigation he did. Eric always has stuff going on. Chris Williams is not necessarily doing haunting stuff, but she does her stuff on YouTube, which is cool. I think that's it, you guys. So I went online and I found some stories which I didn't recognize. Now, keep in mind, you guys, these are very short stories, like quick. But there's like over 52, I think I read. So I don't know if I'll do all of them. I mean, they're short enough. I could, you know, I just may. So let's get on with the show. Yes, 52. Now, this is updated. It says April of this year. Okay, 52 ghost stories you so scared they'll haunt you for weeks. And it says, warning, paranormal activity below. Okay. Excuse me for the sniffles, you know, allergies. It's been raining. Rained all day Sunday, which is a drag. Saturday night, we had really good storms go through. Right now, we just had a pop-up storm, but otherwise, I love the fact that all the trees, you could see all their leaves again, you guys. Within, like, 72 hours, they're gonna be full. But it's so pretty, and then the hostas are popping up, the lilies are coming up out here. Oh my god, the grass is finally green. It's awesome. Spring is here-ish, kind of. So, alright, on we go. First one. It says, in high school, the place I worked at was basically a giant gym, and gymnastic classes were also held there. One day, I came in, and a girl I worked with was freaking out. During the gymnastics class she taught, one of the kids was staring up at the ceiling. So there's that. Okay. Oh, it's still recording. Why is it stuck at 5? Why is it safe? Oh, that's the time? Oh, God. Number two. I was having a conversation with my mom when I was a teenager when, mid-sentence, I felt a hand grab my arm. I looked to see who it was, and no one was there. And my mom didn't see anyone either. Apparently, the same exact thing happened to my sister a few weeks before. Okay. Now, again, you guys, these are short, so it's going to be good. Number three. When I was in my late 20s, I was dating my girlfriend, soon-to-be wife. When we had been together for a while, one summer her sister was abducted. How's this a ghost story, dude? She was abducted and killed by a group of 6 men. What the fuck? How is that a ghost story? I guess some people just don't understand. Okay. Once I saw a creepy reflection of myself at the end of a hallway in a friend's apartment building. Were you looking in a mirror when you saw the reflection? I was just saying. Good Lord, this is going to be fun. Number five. During the time my grandma passed away, my husband and I were having lots of money problems. Am I missing something here? Are you kidding? Okay, that's a repeat. This is something ain't right with these guys. These are short, but I'm missing something. I was staying in the Stanley Hotel, the hotel that inspired Stephen King. Around 1 a.m., I heard what sounded like children running up and down the hallways, intercepted with laughter, I think is what they're saying. Which, that is a report from the Stanley Hotels that you hear children laughing up and down the hallway. You ever read the book, The Shining? It's actually really good. It's an old book, but it's a good book. I highly recommend it. All right. Yeah, these got it. Okay, there's something going on here. These are just the... Well, where's the full freaking story then? This is lame. Oh, here's a short one. I worked at a public pool at night. I would work alone after hours cleaning the building and the pool. One night around 2 a.m., I was cleaning and the changing rooms and the... Okay. What am I missing here? The fuck? Okay. I had to change it here, guys. Because a lot of times I have to put reader on because otherwise those stupid commercials pop up all the time. It's very annoying. All right, let's try this again. sorry. Okay, we'll just back up a bit here. In 2011, I was studying abroad in Morocco. We were staying in a riad in the medium of Marrakesh with tall, ornate windows. Good Lord. I had one roommate who was already asleep this night, but I thought I saw her sitting up in bed next to me wearing all white. Whoops. See, and the page just goes, let's just move. Suddenly, I saw a white, hazy thing, vaguely shaped like a person, floating above me next to the big windows. I was so scared, I went into the bathroom, turned on the light, and stayed in the bathroom all night. My roommates maintained they didn't see anything. Is that the right word? Maintained? Oh, it's going to be fun, you guys. It's going to be fun. Okay, back to the school one. So anyways, the pool is closed around 2 a.m., been closed for hours. So suddenly I hear a sound of children's laughter and bare feet running across the pool deck. I go out and scan the area. There's nobody in sight. The doors are all closed and locked. There is nowhere a kid could be hiding. There is no wet footprints on the pool deck. I recheck the doors and security monitors. I'm the only person in the building. It was unsettling. Some of these I'm being cautious to see if I've read these before. Sorry. Okay. My uncle's house out on a very, don't you guys miss this shit? A very eastern part of New York was said to be haunted because a family that used to own it in the 1800s decided not to give it to the stableman and sold it instead. I don't know what that means. Here we go. My uncle's friend and her sister stayed over one night, and the friends noticed a maid bringing towels down the stairs when she awoke. She saw the maid again bringing what looked like a percolator down the stairs. She was so impressed by my uncle hiring a staff, she went back to bed and woke up and came downstairs to see my uncle and his friends just chatting. She asked where did the maid go and thought that the maid was cooking breakfast. My uncle had no idea what she was talking about and asked what she looked like. So the sister explained and he laughed. So she explained what the maid looked like. I'm adding that, you guys. And he laughed. Walked her into the living room, pointed at an old picture, and she says, that's the woman you saw. And I said, yeah. Well, she's been dead for about 100 years. My grandparents have a helpful ghost. Their house was built in the 1860s, and they've lived in it since the late 1960s. Now, we'll start off with this one. I'm not going to read all 52 because that's fucking ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I wouldn't do that to you guys. Stomach just won't shut up. In an intense burst of procrastination one day, I looked up every mention of their address in their town's online newspaper archives and found out that the family that built the house had a daughter who grew up there. She never married and took care of her own widowed father until later died of old age. So I figured the helpful ghost is just the daughter continuing to take care of the people like she did in her entire life. Now, over the years, various family members have heard that the vacuum cleaner turn on its own and clothes and towels that were dropped on the floor before bed had been folded and placed at the foot of the bed by morning when they woke up. Okay. These are a little short. This is better. We had ghosts in an old house that I lived in as a child. While being home alone, I could hear sweeping downstairs. Also, the tinkling of china and crystal from the dining room. It sounded like a party was happening, and you could hear a Victoria. You can hear a Victoral. You know those record players? I walked downstairs, and it all stopped. Sorry, guys. Just briefly reading these. That one looked familiar. All right. I lived in an old... You know what's funny? They always say, I lived in an old haunted house. I lived in an old barn. I lived in an old restaurant. What happened to new buildings, guys? Have you ever seen any stories that says, I live in a newly constructed home or a newly constructed apartment? I can't say that I have. If you find them, let me know. But they always start out this way. Old. And yes, I know my house is 100 years old. Happy birthday, house. And I do plan to celebrate in June, like I've mentioned. Just going to get like a cupcake for me. And maybe light a candle. I'll light a candle. I'm not going to light 100 candles. God, no. No. I do have those little battery-operated tea lights. I don't have 100. Well, I'll figure something out. But I'm still going to do a little birthday thing for the house. No, I'm not losing my mind. I just want to respect the house. Poor thing needs a lot of work. We're working on it. Okay. Yeah, okay, so anyways, they moved out to the old haunted house in college. Things got so weird that everybody moved out except for me and one roommate. I don't know if these sound familiar. Anyways, here's just a few. I woke up at 3 a.m. because my roommate's door kept opening and slamming shut. From my bed, I yelled to him I yelled for him to stop, only to realize I was the only one home that weekend. As soon as I yelled, the slamming stopped, but the hippie beads I had hanging outside my closed door began swaying perfectly, yet violently, against the door frame for a half hour. Well, I debated if I should pop out my air conditioning unit and jump out the window. Ha, ha, ha. I laid in a fetal position in the bed until it stopped. Now, I woke up around 3 a.m. again, alone, hearing the Nintendo on the back porch playing loudly. Why would you have a Nintendo on your back porch? Whatever. I figured a drunk kid came in and started playing. I grabbed a bat and walked towards the back of the house as the music got louder and louder. As soon as I opened the door completely, it was completely quiet. Mind you, it was loud enough to wake me up. Number 3. I had friends over and told them the house was haunted. No one believed me, of course, so I asked the ghost to do anything to prove it was there. As soon as I asked, all the lights in the house began flickering for about a minute straight. That was the middle of the day. Everyone else witnessed it. Very cool. Same guy. Number 4. Almost everyone who stayed at my house had sleep paralysis at least once in the house. Now, we've talked about sleep paralysis before. No. 5. Every time something spooky happened, the house would smell like old lady. Flowery, strong perfume. Is that what old ladies smell like? Flowery, strong perfume? Okay, number 6. This house had a door built into the flooring that led to the basement. We always had a rug covering it up so no one knew it was there. Things would constantly go missing in the house and turn up in the basement. This house had a coal chute from when it was heated by coal back in the day. Missing stuff would always be placed on the chute for us to come and get. My house is old enough that actually a lot of the homes around me have coal chutes. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? There's like, we have like, it's actually covered it up, but it's like four... It's hard to explain, but there's like little holes where they would put the coal in to run the heater. And the house next door to me, and pretty much except my whole neighborhood's in the 1800s. So a lot of the homes you'll see, on the side of the house by the brick, you'll see where the coal chute was. True story. All right. Okay, next. Roommate number 7. Roommate had some issues. Once, while playing video games late at night, he saw mist kind of hovering from the kitchen and then moved into the bathroom. The bathroom had a trap door that led to the attic. That's where he figured the old lady ghost used to like to hang out. Did you investigate? Did you see? Did she go up there? Did you go up? They didn't. Well, number 8, roommate was up late. He went to go lock the doors and turn off the lights. When he turned his back on the room and walked to the door, someone breathed in his ear. Ha! He thought it was me. I was sleeping. He turned around, pissed himself, and ran to his room. He was too afraid to come out and turn off the lights and TV. All right. Number 9. Loud thumps in attics at all hours. For peace of mind, we told ourselves squirrels must have gotten in there. Number 10. Voices would wake us up in the middle of the night. I spent many mornings on the front porch waiting for the sun to come up before I went back into that house. Last one. Number 11. Coincidentally, I had a friend years later that rented this from the same landlord, same town, different house, okay? But where he and all his roommates moved out because the house was also haunted. I didn't think it was too weird until he was telling me that when all of the weird stuff happened, it was accompanied by an old lady flowery stanky perfume. Also, a lot of people had sleep paralysis in that house as well. So is it the owner? Is it the guy who owns the property? Number 18. I had a one-bedroom apartment once, and as soon as it got dark enough outside, this old dude would walk from the bedroom to the bathroom all night. Okay. I would have to warn people the first time they came over, you're going to see a ghost. Mid-conversation, people would just stop talking and be like, holy shit, I just saw a ghost. Yeah, no shit, I warned you. Well, one time, I was in the bathroom when he attempted to walk in and just dissolve into a mist that dissipated very quickly. My current house I share with my wife is a 3-bedroom, and we sleep on a futon in the living room because the ghosts in this house were chain smokers. Oh, God. And in the main bedroom, we wake up every night between 3 and 3:30 a.m. If we sleep on the second floor, coughing our lungs out because the room is filled with cigarette smoke. Well, that's sad. You don't live in a freaking house. You have to sleep in the living room on a futon. Psht. Psht. Get rid of them. Tell them to move on. Sleep paralysis? No. The closest I've got to a haunted house is a haunted room. I used to sleep on the second floor, the bottom on being the first, my sister in the attic. She used to have sleep paralysis often, then she moved out, and now I have her old room. She no longer has sleep paralysis, but I do. Okay. The Child's Closet Creeper. Oh, that should be a name of a movie. Yeah? The Child's Closet Creeper. Coop. The Child's Closet Creeper. I don't remember this myself, but my parents say that when I was young, I would run up into their rooms crying because a man was in my closet. I described him as a Civil War soldier, which I couldn't have known how to describe on my own, given my age. After a little research, my parents found out that the last people who lived in the house had found Civil War artifacts. It's funny. It's some of these pictures I list, you guys. Did I think I recognize this one? Hold on. Sorry, goddamn stomach. Shh. Hold on. Nope. Okay. It looked very similar to another story I read a while back. Now, when I was younger, my parents would frequently go run errands in the neighboring city, and be gone most of the day from morning till night. Now, our living room was in a spot where you would have to walk through it to get to the back door to reach either the front door or my parents' room. You would walk between the couch and TV while doing so. So I was home alone, and my dad came through the back door, walked in front of me as he crossed the room and entered my mom's room. Then he came back, walked across my field of vision once again, and left through the back door. I think I've read this, you guys. He didn't look at me, looked at the TV, or really do anything besides walk across the room in both directions. When I asked him what he came home for, or if he forgot something, he honestly had no clue what I was talking about. They were an hour and a half away, and coming home from something they forgot would not have made much sense. What? He was also wearing different clothes when I spoke to him compared to when I saw him earlier. Such a strange experience, and it only saw it once. Excuse me. Keep scrolling. Okay. When I was around 9 or 10 years old, I remember waking up to see a large shadow standing at the foot of my bed. I was living with my dad at the time. He has a very large 5-floor terrace house built in the 1800s. Every so often, there would be an unexplainable event happening, such as footsteps when there's no one there, or voices. One night, this happened. It was just me and my dad and I in the house. My sister was staying up with Mum at the time. I woke up and noticed the door to my room was wide open. I normally sleep with it closed. I then became aware of a large 7-foot-tall shadow-like figure watching me from the end of the bed. When the figure noticed I was looking at it, it seemed to melt into the floor, and the door to my room slammed shut. Understandably, I was slightly traumatized by the whole experience. I asked my dad the next day if he was in my room, and he denied any knowledge of it. Let's see. It's a little longer than I wanted to. All right, crawl space. What? When I was younger, I used to take naps upstairs. By the time I was 8 years old, I absolutely refused to go upstairs. The upstairs had 2 large closets and an attic. He's got question marks on it. They ran from one side of the upstairs all the way to the other sides, and then on both sides. It was essentially a crawl space that was maybe 30 feet long. It started one day when a friend and I went crawling from one side to the other with flashlights, like kids normally do. Then I saw a girl sitting there in the corner, acting like she wanted to play with us. I know a lot of people say when they see a ghost, they aren't scared, just interested. Nope, I was beyond terrified. The girl looked normal, had blonde hair and a nice dress, and seemed friendly. I stayed silent and kept crawling behind my friend and got out of the closet and told him what I saw there. He said he didn't see it, but felt like he didn't want to go back in. Then my parents would occasionally send me upstairs to get something, and when I would go up there, I would see the door swing open as if they were trying to get me to come inside. I would lose toys and wouldn't be able to find them anywhere. Suddenly, my parents would be fishing Christmas presents out of the attic and would find some of my toys in there. I remember being 8 years old. My parents are asleep still in the morning, and I leashed my dog to go take on the monster in the attic. My dog usually is up for anything, but he refused to go to the top of the steps to the attic. My parents never believed me with all the weird things that happened in that house. I would get blamed for things that happened all over the house, leaving lights on, toys all over. I knew I didn't do it. Well, anyway, we moved out of there when I am 10. In other words, I moved out when he was 10. Not a week passed before the new owners called us up and asked if the house is haunted. Their daughter slept upstairs. She said that she had been playing with a blonde-haired girl all night. My parents laughed at how crazy these homeowners must be. To make already a long story short, too late, the girls started to appear in other parts of the house for them. They kept in contact with us. They would look over while watching TV and see the girl sitting in the daughter's lap, etc. They looked up the computer. The past owner of the house found an old dressmaker lived there, and yep, a picture of the little girl is wearing the ladies of the girl. Oh, good Lord. Breathe. They looked up on the computer. The past owners of the house found an old dressmaker that lived there, and yep, a picture of the little girl wearing one of the ladies' dresses. There you have it, guys. Oh, my God. That started off rough, didn't it? Got a little better, but sometimes I read it as I see it. And then I'm like, fuck me, man. I know I'm not the best, writing sentences and stories and shit, but You know, fix it before you put it out there. It makes me sound like a dumbass. Although sometimes, you know, you guys know me. I stumble and fumble on the words I see all the time because this shit's live. I was sitting there at work going, I literally just found these stories about 2 hours ago. Yeah, nope. So there's that. So if you guys always feel free to email me, you know you're welcome to. Please put podcast in the subject line for me. Yeah, that's about it. I got nothing. So if all goes well, I shall speak to you guys at the end of May, if I remember. Nah. No, I think I'll be pretty good. I think I'll remember. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know, it's ridiculous. I don't make sense. I fumble, I bumble, but you know what? I don't really care. My time, I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid. I guess it's to the point, like, whatever works. Yeah, I remember I was trying to be really consistent with doing it on Sundays, and, you know, you kind of start running out of stories, you know? Or research ideas, subjects, stuff like that. So if I get a really good subject in my mind, I'll definitely do research and find stories on it. But I haven't had any, so that's how that works. So again, you guys, I hope to do this podcast at the end of May. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the middle of May. I don't know. But it'll definitely be once a month. You guys know how to email me. You know what my Facebook page is. You have any stories you want to share? Let me know. I'll do my best to not stumble on them. So, you guys, thank you so much for taking about 32 minutes out of your day on a Monday evening. And everyone take care. And as you know, this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.